The Word of God is the seed containing the very life of God. It is His agent of transformation. As you receive these words in your heart with faith, that life is released into your spirit, and your life receives a supernatural lifting. Join Apostle Joshua Selman as he brings you God's Word with simplicity and power.
Lift your hands and bless Him. Great are You, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, You reign. Great are You, Lord, You are greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, sing one more time. Great
are You, Lord,
greatly to be praised,
greatly to be praised.
Father, You reign. Time.
Great are You, Lord, ready to be praised, ready to be praised. Father, You reign. Great are You, Lord, ready to be praised, ready to be praised. Father, You reign.
He is greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. My Father, You reign. Great are You, Lord, greatly to be praised. I live to praise Your name, and I have no fear of what tomorrow brings. Are you ready to prophesy? Sing, I live, yeah. Come on, turn to your neighbor and prophesy. Hey,
I live
to praise Your name, and I have no fear of what tomorrow brings. Sing,
I live to praise Your name,
and I have no fear of what tomorrow brings. Just the voices. Sing,
I live
to praise Your name. Let the devil hear you prophesy.
I have no fear of what tomorrow brings.
I live, say,
I live to praise Your name. I have no fear
of what tomorrow
brings.
One more time, just the voices. I live
to praise Your name.
It's giving us a reason to rejoice.
Tomorrow brings.
Yeah, I live, say.
I live to praise Your name. I have no fear of what tomorrow brings.
One more time.
What tomorrow brings.
praise your name. Lord, I live to praise your name. I live to praise your name.
I live to praise your name.
To praise.
You're prophesying that this is why you live. I live, say.
I live to praise your name. I live to praise.
Hallelujah.
Your name.
My spirit is fired up this night. Hallelujah. We're going to make some dangerous confessions this night that will remind the devil that God and us are still in charge. Hallelujah. While I came up, that was the song that was in my spirit. I tell you, my spirit is fired this night. Ah, I live to praise that name, and I have no fear of what tomorrow brings. Are you tired of prophesying? I live, yeah.
I live to praise that name.
I live,
yeah.
For the last time, I live, say. Ahead and begin to prophesy. Mambra da kataba la daba. He has made me the head. I remain the head forever. I'm the redeemed of the Lord. He has called me blessed. I remain blessed forever. Go ahead and prophesy. Le para poshata la bakaya. My path is as a shining light. It shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. The hand of the Lord is upon me. His favor encompasses me as a shield. 1,000 fall by my side and 10,000 by my right side. None shall harm me. With my eyes will I watch and see the reward of the wicked. Go ahead and prophesy. My path is as a shining light. Shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. But I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that has committed against that day. Prophesy. I'm the head. I'm blessed. I'm lifted. The anointing is upon me in the name of Jesus. My head is exalted like the horn of a unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. Gentiles come to my light, kings to the brightness of my rising. He's exalted me above thrones, above dominions, above principalities, and every name that is named, both in this age and in the world to come. I refuse sickness. I cannot be sick. I refuse poverty. It is far from me. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but the spirit of love, of power, and of a sound mind. He has given me the tongue of the learned, that I will know how to speak a word in due season. My words are seasoned with salt to minister grace to the hearers. Come on, prophesy. Through wisdom, my life is built. By understanding, it is established. True knowledge is filled with every blessing. I'm above Satan. I'm above the powers of darkness. He has lifted me. He has given me a name that is above every other name. He calls me great. He calls me blessed. He calls me anointed. My gates are continually open to receive the forces of the Gentiles. My way pleases the Lord, and he makes even my enemies to be at peace with me. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on, prophesy koinonia. The Bible says, hold fast your profession of faith,
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the healed of the Lord say so. Let the blessed of the Lord say so. Let the anointed of the Lord say so. Go ahead and prophesy. It doesn't matter what is happening in your family. God is faithful. God is faithful. I shall not die. I have no covenant with death. I choose life. I choose life. I do not live by the sword, so I cannot die by the sword. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. I run into it and I am saved. Go ahead and prophesy. Wealth and riches are in my house. The wisdom of God is at work in me. The works of my hands are blessed. I move from glory to glory to glory to glory. The hand of God is upon me. The favor of God is upon me. The gift of the Lord that is deposited within me makes room for me, and it ushers me into the realm of greatness. Pray and prophesy. Let the devil hear you. The Bible says, as I hear you say before my ears, so shall I do. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm lifted. I have the mind of Christ. I don't think failure. I don't think defeat. In the name of Jesus, I'm an ambassador doing wonders for the kingdom. I lay hands on the sick and they are healed. I cast out devils. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to set the captives free, to announce the acceptable year of the Lord and the year of vengeance of our God, to give them beauty for ashes, joy for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the oaks of righteousness, the planting of God. The Lord is my shepherd. I refuse to be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He restores my soul and guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. I am planted in the house of God, and I flourish in the courts of God. Even in old age, I shall be fat and flourishing. Hallelujah. The Gentiles come to my light. Kings to the brightness of my rising. That same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in my body. That same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in my body. It quickens my body. No divination, no enchantment against me can stand. They shall gather, but as surely as they gather, they will scatter. Because the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my inheritance. I live to praise your name, and I have no fear. How could I have what tomorrow brings? Yeah. I live to praise your name, and I have no fear. I have no worry. I live to praise your name. And I have no fear of what tomorrow brings. Hallelujah. The best way to predict your future is to create it. Hallelujah. So that you are not confused about what to expect. And he told Job, he said, "Hast thou commanded thy morning? Hast thou commanded thy morning?" He said, "The heaven, even the heaven of heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth has he given to the sons of men." The heaven of heavens belong to the Lord. But Job, "Hast thou commanded thy morning?" Have you instructed your future? Hallelujah. I refuse to enter into a coincidental future. No way. No. Hallelujah. You may not be able to do something about your past, but let me tell you something. It is absolutely within your power. God gave you anointing not for showmanship. He gave you the capacity to create. The only thing that can enter your future is the word of God. Nothing else can enter. Hallelujah. You can send the word. The Bible says he sent forth his word. Hallelujah. He sent forth his word. Listen, every time you speak in faith, believing, I want you to realize that the word of God is creative in nature. Are you listening to me? To create means to make substance out of nothing. The word of God becomes that substance. It says, "The word became flesh and dwelt among men." Every time the word of God materializes, it becomes something. The word can become anything. The word became flesh. It had substance. Listen, Jesus is the word, but you are the voice that will release that word. John said, "I am the voice of one crying." Although I'm not the word, but I'm the one who gives breath. Hallelujah. That's the reason why the first characteristic of the spirit of depression is to bring you to a point of silence. Whenever the devil wants to destroy the life of a man, he brings you to a point where you cannot talk again. And at that point, you are hoping and wishing and trusting that things will change. But can I tell you something? It is not within, it's not just left for God to change things. You've got to use your mouth as a weapon of creation. "Son of man," he said, "can these bones live?" He said, "Only thou knowest." He said, really, it's not within. If you want it to change, prophesy. He said, "And I prophesied as I was commanded." There was a sound. You're going to prophesy one more time to your life. Many of us have left our future as a barren wilderness. You're just hoping one day that things will change. No. The fierceness of the world necessitates you rising up and beginning to practice the principles of the kingdom. I like the scripture that Bishop read. He said, they go from strength to strength. Hallelujah. As many that appear before him in Zion. Part of the things that happen in Mount Zion is that you go from strength to strength. Hallelujah. Thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting my head. Thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting. For lifting my head. Sing one more time. When I pray,
thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting my head.
Say after me, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Say it like you believe it. I am blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm anointed. The Spirit of God is upon me. I'm a threat to the kingdom of darkness. I know the word. I understand the word. I believe the word. The word is working for me. God cannot lie. I believe his promises. I'm an ambassador doing wonders for the kingdom. I have no covenant with death. I have no covenant with sickness. I'm the blessed of the Lord. His hand is upon me. I'm the glory of the Lord. I'm the beauty of the Lord. I'm well favored. I'm like a well-watered garden. The Gentiles come to my light. The kings to the brightness of my rising. I'm distinguished. I have the oil of gladness. I know what to do. There's no confusion in my life. The word of God is a lamp to my feet, is a light to my path. Through wisdom, my life is built. By understanding, it is established. Through knowledge, my life is filled with blessings. Say one more time, through wisdom, my life is built. I cannot be foolish. The wisdom of God is at work. I understand the principles of the kingdom. Say, I understand the principles of the kingdom. I know what to do. I know how to prosper. I know how to live in health. I know how to be victorious. I know how to live long. I know how to command results. The hand of God is upon me. The word of God is making me wise. It's giving me an inheritance. I'm not an ordinary Christian. I'm supernatural. The anointing is at work in me. I have an unction from the Holy One. In the name of Jesus, give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. He says, I commend you to the word of his grace that is able to make you wise and then give you an inheritance. Listen. If your life still remains in confusion, then you do not understand the principles of the kingdom. Are you following me now? The edge you have over carnal believers or unbelievers is the fact that you're not just walking in a system that you are hoping for things to happen by guesswork. This is why we labor in the word day and night, to see that you grasp an understanding. Everybody say understanding. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. It says, in all thy getting, get understanding. Wisdom tells you what to do. Understanding tells you how to do it. Hallelujah. One of the greatest blessings of the word of God is that it takes away ignorance. The Bible says, hear me, for an heir, although he's an heir, but as long as he's a child, he differeth not from a slave, though he be Lord of all. So although it is true that there are certain things that have been written concerning you, it takes understanding to walk into that experiential truth. This is what we seek to do. The word gives you understanding. There are a lot of people who just preach for effect. There are many people who preach just for swagger. But let me tell you something. If you are truly anointed, you will preach to create understanding. For as long as I do not know how to cook jollof rice, I will keep guessing. Is that true? Mix everything. But when somebody who knows what to do, the Bible says, follow them who through faith and patience have obtained the promise. The word of God is full of the compendium of people that came, they saw, and they conquered. They have left a testament of their exploits, so that we, by diligently following in partnership with the Holy Spirit, will do these things. And Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes in me, in other words, he that believes in all these truths, the works that I do, he said, he shall also do, and greater works. That's what the Bible says. It says we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, that we should show forth, that there be a manifestation of the things that we have been predestined to do. I told you this is a training ground. This is not a place where you just come and sleep or you come and laugh. No.
This is a place where God gives you understanding. Say after me, understanding. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. When you have understanding, confusion ends in your life. When you have understanding, the same boisterous river called life, you will walk on it as if Satan does not exist. Hallelujah. We're going to pray one prayer and say, Lord, grant me understanding. Grant me understanding. Say it from your heart. Grant me understanding. These things that are still a mystery unto me, open it up, oh God. The Bible says Jesus was going to the city called Emmaus with two men. And although he was the bread of life, they did not understand. But when he sat at table, he broke the bread and their eyes were open. Say, Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes, oh God. When you know it, you have known it forever. When you know it, it will tell in your life. When you know it, there's no confusion about it. When you know it, see, he said they are life to those who find them. You can pretend to find it, but when you truly, 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 when you truly know it, it will show in your life. Say, Lord, teach me, teach me. I'm willing to learn. Teach me. Open me up to the things of the Spirit. Open me to the things that command true power. The things that equip me to be an ambassador. You have told me I'm a sign and a wonder. Say, Lord, I don't want to keep seeing darkly. Open me up. The Bible says, if the light in your eye be darkness, how great is that darkness? But it is the entrance, not the reading, not the explanation, the entrance of the word that gives light. Pray, I receive understanding. I receive understanding that will put me in charge, put me in command. There is a generation waiting for my manifestation. Heaven is waiting for me. There are lives that are depending on my understanding the things of the kingdom. He reigns. He reigns. He is standing by my side to bring his word to pass. He reigns. He reigns, our God. He's an awesome God. He reigns, he reigns. Sing it with faith in your heart. He was standing by our side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You will be changed tonight in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Please be seated. Greet one another. Hug one another. Tell them it's good to see you again. Bring out your notepads, your pen. Let's get to the business of the night. When you seek him early, you will find him. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us of a parable of 10 virgins. Hallelujah. And then the Bible tells us that 5 were what? They were all virgins, meaning they were all of the fold of God, same fold. But 5 were wise. You know, sometimes when I stand here, I just feel I should just open my heart. Look, let me tell you, the things you are learning that some of you take for granted, you will see people pay with their blood to receive it in the future. This is when you will appreciate it. You are not paying for it. Let me tell you something. The Bible says there was a time all the 10 had the opportunity to get extra oil. Is that true? There was a time that they could have gotten as much oil. This is the time right now. But while 5 were paying, they all had oil. They all had oil. Is that true? They were anointed. They had knowledge. But the remaining 5 said, the fierceness of time will require that we hold extra oil. And while the 5 held extra oil, the remaining people, the Bible says, although they were virgins, they were foolish. What was their foolishness? Refusal to pay attention. When those who sold this oil said, remember the Bible says it is wisdom that stands on the street and cries. While men are passing, wisdom is saying, look, pay attention to me. We need a Sunday school department. Who did CEM? Please. Help that baby. Praise God. Are you listening to me? And then all of them were gathered. What they did not know, listen, was that the oil was being used and would require refilling. And a time came when the lamp of the other 5 was dying. And the Bible says there was a sudden announcement. This is exactly how life will present itself. Sudden announcement. Here comes the bridegroom. Everybody, the Bible says the 5 who were wise, on the strength of their extra work, they now said, now we have enough for this occasion with the bridegroom. And then the remaining five who did not pay attention, the Bible says they came to beg the other 5 and say, please, can you give me small oil? They say, no, when it comes to this one, there are some things they cannot help you do. Listen, let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. There are certain paths in life that nobody can help you cross. No matter how they love you, nobody can get born again for you. Is that true? And the remaining 5 had to run out. I told you this thing. I'm giving you the scriptural basis. That when you don't pay attention to some things, no matter how far you go in life, the time they were supposed to run and go and buy, they didn't pay attention. Now they were forced to go out. And the Bible says, while they went, what happened? The door was closed. The door was closed. There are some things you are receiving right now that you will bless God for tomorrow. I just sat this afternoon and I was just praying for everyone and blessing God for the ability to hear and to receive the word of the Lord. Was that rain? If that's rain, bring the chairs inside. Bring the chairs. Just find anywhere and sit down. Come, ushers, help them. Add chairs in the front. Add chairs everywhere. Come and sit down on the pulpit. Is the word that you are hearing now that will give you shelter tomorrow. You have been a shelter in the rain. You have been a doctor when in pain. Lord, you've been a listener when I call. Oh Lord, you've been my friend. You have been a shelter in the rain. You have been a doctor when in pain. You have been
a listener when I call. Oh Lord, you've been my friend.
Listen, no matter what you are going through today, is nothing compared to the whiplash that ignorance and lack of preparation will bring. I don't care what it is, so long as you are breathing. The Bible says a time will come, people will look for death and it will run away. What kind of suffering will make a man look for death? Sit down anywhere. Sit on the floor. It's better to sit on the floor. Don't be ashamed of the camera. We are not playing, we are not acting film here. This is life. Find a place, sit everywhere. Come and sit around. Occupy some of these seats if you can. Just leave the minister's seats. Sit any other place. Hallelujah. Say after me, in the name of Jesus, I treasure the truths that I'm hearing, and I take God seriously. Say it one more time. In the name of Jesus, I treasure the truths that I'm hearing. They are life to me because I've found them. Hallelujah. I receive calls almost daily, text messages, hundreds of text messages every day. And the major issue is that many people call and they are asking for help. Families, believers who are born again, pastors, great men and women of God, who are trying to find meaning as to why their lives are the way they are. Are you listening to me? Every time we counsel people, we counsel every Mondays, and there are families that come with unanswered questions. Listen, the level of unanswered questions that are falling upon people are becoming too serious. People are asking questions about their personal success, questions about longevity, questions about health. Science has failed, the government has failed. I was reading the paper online now, about Egypt and the commotion that is happening, and this country and all the things that are happening, and tears just filled my eyes. I said, Lord, I don't know what you did to me that made me to pay attention to your word, but I pray that the people in Koinonia will pay as much attention, will pay as much attention. The Bible says, my son, pay attention to my words. You see, let me tell you something. The days of begging people for the things of God are over. Are you listening to me? Where you tell people, oh, come, we'll give you sweets, two tom-tom, one Vicks, one tom-tom for coming. And the people say, really? Will they give it? Or there's cold and then we'll prepare tea for you. And people come, they say, that tea I will take. Those days are over. Because whether or not, see, everybody in hellfire today believes in Jesus. I hope you know. The only mistake is that they believe too late. The Bible teaches us that there is a time. Please project Lamentations 3:28. Lamentations 3:28. I forbid you from failing in life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I forbid you from entering prostitution as a result of not listening to this message. I forbid our brothers from becoming armed robbers. Armed robbers are not just the ones who jump fence. I forbid you from going to a herbalist because you think the word of God is not working. Do you know the number of people that patronize herbalists, Bishop? It's not a hidden thing again. Pastors, prophets, apostles, everybody. Look at graduates running helter-skelter around Nigeria. Did you know that many people who run back to Zaria don't just run back because of desire? They run back because of the pain and the severity of the frustrations. But there is a way. God cannot leave people in the dark. There is a way. Listen, it's the glory of God to conceal a matter and the honor of kings to search it out. You must search it out. You must search it out. Hallelujah. You must search it out. It is good for a man. Man doesn't mean a male figure, just means a human being. It is good for a man that he bear his yoke. When? What is it about the youth of a man? The Bible says the glory of men is their strength. Is that true? Bear the burden. Bear the price. That's why I say this every time. You will quote me in the future. No matter how you cry, I don't care how you are looking at me, I will say it. Hate me, I will say it. I will preach it. We will file you. When you become a wonder tomorrow, you will look for us and say thank you. See, when you are in the training ground, there are some things you don't think about. Don't say, my makeup, this powder is 10,000. Or you say, Kai, this my suit is. When you are in the training ground, you are there for business. It is when you win that you will celebrate. Is that true? Now is the time for training. So when we say pray in tongues, don't just say, this fine guy is still looking. Pray! Open your mouth and pray. If you don't pray, life will whip you and you will still open that mouth. It will be open. The only thing is for what? Either to announce your pain and tragedy to the world that cannot help, or to cry before God, who is our helper. I say, I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. See, if you really get this thing, you have gotten it forever. Are you hearing me? I want one lady who can cook. You know, it's not pride. God has blessed you. You know, whether you're a caterer or something, stand up. Just one. Who is that? No, I'm not going to say you cook. It's an illustration. So, let's call the ones we are sure of. Obi, stand up. Now, stand up. Look at this. Listen. If we ask you to make cake now, can you make it? With absolute confidence. Ask me the same question. Ask me. No. I may try. It may work. I don't know. That's how many people's lives are. You tell them, how can you lead a man from point A to B? They say, well, I know. See, there is a level of persuasion I want you to get. Not just belief, persuasion. See how she just smiled about the cake thing. But if they ask you to, there are some of us, you've made it once, twice. Hallelujah. It wasn't bad, but you are not sure. Is that true? When I saw this guy snapping, and Oga John, I knew they knew what they were doing. Ask me to snap. All I know is to look at you and press that thing. Doesn't matter how it comes out. But these guys know something about perspective and angles and the rest. This is what I'm teaching you. Don't just enter the world blindly and hoping that things will change. There is a fierce world out there. Are you listening to me? You're not going to live in health by mistake. Please get this. Are you listening to me? Living in health is not a mistake. You're not going to be prosperous by mistake. One day you wake up and say, wow, so I made it. It will never be by mistake. You're not going to know God by mistake. You won't have a glorious life and a ministry by mistake. You will not raise children after the fear of God by mistake. This thing of mistake or nemesis, or if God wants it, he will do it. Stop that kind of language. It's not a good language. Say, if God really wants to bless me, after all, I didn't ask him for Jesus to die. So why wouldn't he freely give me all things? See, if you don't pay attention, you will be surprised. Is that true? Now, Hope, let me ask you. Was there a time you could make cake but not very well? What did you do? Did you train yourself? You went for catering school, Mrs. Kait, Abby. Now, listen. She followed those who, with faith and patience, leaving Samaroan and going to PZ every time because she was determined. Is that true? Now, she can bake cake for wedding. Somebody will give her 50,000 overnight. Is that true? And somebody will say, hope that the same, our birthday is the same. No, it's not the issue of birthday. This is why people get angry at the success of their colleagues, because they think life respects age. Ask Elihu. They say, when did the promise become successful like this? When the same koinonia, the same, in the same class, taught by the same teacher, somebody will get 100, somebody will get 0. Is that true? God bless you. Please sit down. If you pay attention and you give it seriousness, I promise you, it's a guarantee. I promise you. You know what? I said this thing right from when we used to meet at the back of chapel, that we will be so successful, and the beautiful part is that we will all know ourselves, so that it will not be guesswork. You will know what you did. You know, when you ask a pretty lady, you say, I see how fine you're looking. What is response? You say, it's God. Yes, it's God. But let me explain to you. It's God. God gave grace. You took advantage of that grace. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. He said, but this grace was not showered upon me, in that I labored more than ye all. It's God that gives children. It's the woman that carries the gift. Correct? So that tomorrow, when you are blessed, it will not be a mistake. And the purpose of the blessing is to make others a blessing. That's why your blessing can never be by mistake. God will teach you the steps and you can guide somebody. Tomorrow, some of you are looking at me now. Some of you will be the ones on air. Presidents of nations will come to see the hand of God upon your life. And when they ask you, you'll be talking to other people. When you see somebody sagging his jeans and laughing, say, look, for your own good, you better wash this childishness and sit down in one place. It's not the issue, I can do both. It's the matter of the heart. Sit down and allow God to build you. Hallelujah. Proverbs 18, we've been considering the subject of success. I tell you, my spirit is fired up. Proverbs 18. We began 2 weeks ago by talking about the spiritual dimension of success. Give me this mountain. Hallelujah. Played the documentary and we thought, I told you that success is spiritual. Everything, life in itself is spiritual. Don't let secular humanists deceive and confuse you. Life is spiritual. Hallelujah. Then we considered the place of wisdom. The dimension of wisdom that cannot be gotten by studies. The dimension of wisdom that cannot be gotten by accumulation of experiences. Job said, this wisdom is not found in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Today I want to talk, still building on success. What do you have in your house? Proverbs 18. I want to share a powerful secret and I trust God that will pray. Proverbs 18 verse 16. Proverbs 16. Let's read together. You can look up. One to read. And bringeth him before great men. One more time. Now, where a man is, put your name. Ready to read? One, two. Don't say my gift, my is not your name. This is English. One, two, go again. Mean it from your heart now. One, two, go. Father, bless your word tonight. In the name of Jesus, give us understanding. Let the fruits of this teaching speak. Let it abide in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says the gift of a man can do what? The word make there is create. It can create space for him in life and usher him. Can we get it from NIV or New Living Translation? Anyone? That's not the version. That's a different 1816. A gift does what? Is not saying a gift like a bribe. No, just forget. It's not like a bribe. We're not talking of Nigeria here. Are you following me now? Because many of you, that's what you think I'm talking about. No, I'm not saying a gift like a seed. Huh? No, a gift, the gift of a man. It says what, my dear? It opens the way for who? Not the giver's friend, not the giver's brother. It opens a way for what? And does what? And ushers him into the presence of. It says the gift of a man, whether there is space or not, the gift can push people and create space for him and usher him into the place of the great. A man's gift can make room. Have you ever heard people say no space? Have you heard that language? Sorry, no space. If there was space, would have helped you. The Bible says a man's gift has the ability to push people and make space. Not only that, when other people are segregating, it can usher him to the place of the great. Hallelujah. It can usher him to the place of the great. Write it quickly. What is a gift? God-given abilities. God-given abilities. Your potentials. God-given abilities. That's simply what a gift is. Your God-given ability. The Bible says if you take it seriously, it can create space for you in life. This night, we're not just talking of gift. We're also talking of skill. What's your skill? Your learned abilities, acquired abilities. The difference between a gift and a skill is that one is God-given. It can only be developed. The other one can be learned. It can be acquired. Both of them have the capacity to bring you before great people. Say amen. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us of an interesting person called Joseph. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he had Joseph, by the way, please, Joseph was not a dreamer, for God's sake. Are you listening to me? Joseph was not a, there was nothing spectacular about the dreams of Joseph. As far as we know in the Bible, he had only two dreams. How many times have you had it? Have you dreamt? Are you a dreamer? So Joseph was not, his gift was not dreaming. His gift was the ability to interpret dreams. Are you following me now? So the Bible says that because of that ability, his brothers envied him. Many things happened. And then the Bible, I'm just rushing now. The Bible says when he was put, remember when Potiphar's wife and all her story, let's just jump it. He found himself in the prison. Is that true? And the Bible says when he found himself in the prison, there was the wine presser and the baker. But he realized that he had something. Is that true? Are you following me now? When it was time for God to bless him, God made the king to dream and close the heavens over the sorcerers and the magicians. Are you listening to me? They got up in the morning and tried to do their enchantment as usual. No way, because it was time for God to bring a man into success. But God realized that a gift can open a way. What way? The way of the prison. Nothing else would have opened that way for Joseph because they were not planning to bring him out. Is that true? There are many people today who do not realize that if they take advantage of the gift of God that is in them, it has the ability to take them from where they are into realms that they never dreamt possible. And tonight, this is our prayer. We've been examining the principles of success. There is a dimension of success that only your gift can bring to you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Your gift. This dependency attitude of Nigerians is what has stopped them from exploring their gift. Have you heard that statement? What is it in English? May God give you so that we will get. It's a wrong concept of dependence. That's how many of us are waiting. Say, oh boy, just get work. Once you are there, just remember me, your boy is there. See, let me tell you, if that is your mindset, you are going to suffer in this Nigeria. And in case you think you will run abroad, you will still suffer. There are still people, there are people under the bridge of every nation, true of us. Every nation in the world has bridge, and there are people that sleep there. It's just that films don't carry it. There is ghetto everywhere, true of us. So many of us have this escapism mind. You are just trying to get lottery and say, oh God, let this green American lottery just happen. They would go and see how many Nigerians live like outcasts abroad. Because they believe, I've told you, there is nowhere called greener pastures. Greener pastures is the word of God. The Bible says, he makes me lie down. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Many people want to run to Delta or rivers. Say, we're coming to chop our share of the national cake. Go and find out how many poor people were born and bred in that same land. Are you listening to me? Everybody say, I have a gift. Say it, I have a gift. It can make room for me. It can take me from where I am to where God wants me to be. Hallelujah. 2 Kings. Somebody is catching this thing and leaving some realms forever. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Catching this and leaving some realms forever. Hallelujah. Who would have known that comedians will be paid millions in Nigeria today? Look up, please, everybody. How many of you used to play football and you come back home and they've kept the cane to flog you? As soon as you are entering, there's a way you greet your father. He says, hey, you already know that this night. But today, that same football, are you listening to me? That same football has blessed people. Comedians, for heaven's sake, they won't come until you give them 2.5 million or 5 million to come and talk. They just crack a joke. Hallelujah. There are artists today. Those who draw caricature for banks. They are paid millions of naira. Listen, if you get what I'm teaching you this night, something will happen in your life. Some of you, it will happen instantly. A young man called Gray Farah, many of you know him. Gray Farah at age 10 was wondering what to do with his life. And he found out that he liked stones and he decided to start painting stones so that people will use it to just press their books and their doorposts. And people started looking at him and laughing. Every time people saw it, they just laughed. And they said, well, let's just help this small boy. Little did they know that that was a champion in the making. A time came, he started packaging those stones very well. At age 12, Gray Farah became a millionaire. At age 14, he was seated in the board of directors of 14 companies. Age 14. How old are you? Are you listening to me? I want you to know that if you take advantage of the gift of God is his seed in you that is supposed to help you enter the realm where you have influence and honor to legislate on behalf of heaven. Are you listening to me? Jeremiah Gyang, I've told you, Jeremiah Gyang used to be in Jos. That guy they call Jeremiah Gyang. Now, whether they are serving Satan or God is not the issue now. Are you listening to me? The issue is that the gifts were developed. You get the point? The guy you call MI, I've said it, Jesse Jacks, were Sunday school mates. While all of us were looking at ladies, pastor's daughter, those guys were building their potentials. Just like some of you were doing. You go to church, you won't sit down, you will use your offering money, buy ice cream, be playing ball at the back of the church. That's what you were doing. Whereas others were hearing the word and going. See the difference right now. Are you listening to me? That these things have been perverted does not negate the fact that if they are gifts, they will still bring men to honor. Are you hearing what I'm saying? 2 Kings 4, the story of an interesting woman. Now, there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet. So the person was the son of a prophet. Look at me. I want to tell you something. Maybe I'm going to create another controversy now this night. Listen. That your man of God or your spiritual father or mentor is anointed does not automatically guarantee that you will enter success. Did you hear what I'm saying? The Bible says this guy was the son of who? That means it does not respect anointing. Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest what thy servant, that thy servant feared the Lord. And the creditor is come to take my two sons to be slaves. And Elisha said to her, listen now. This woman was in a situation where she needed a miracle. Two of her children were going to go as slaves. Hallelujah. What did Elisha tell her? He said, what shall I do for you? And he asked a question. He said, tell me, what hast thou in thy house? What do you have where? In your house. And the Bible says, there is this treasure in this house, these earthen vessels. He said, what do you have? The woman had been running helter skelter, and she met the prophet. And the prophet said, what do you have in your house? Could it be that many of you who have been running helter-skelter or many families need to calm down and look at what you have in your house? I've learned by experience and by the word that the blessing of a man is always not far from him. It's just that there is no discernment to recognize it. Are you listening to me? Yes, the blessing of a man is always not far from him. Sometimes it's ridiculously close. You may not even know. There were many people who walked with Jesus, yet they were looking for miracles, and until Jesus went to heaven, they were not blessed. Because they did not realize. Your miracle can be so close, you may not know. The Bible says, and she said, thy handmaid had not anything in the house except what? A pot of oil. You see how she didn't place value on it? The Bible says she said, thy handmaid had what? Nothing. Nothing. That means this thing is not of worth, but just for the sake of answering you, let it be there. Thy handmaid had nothing. There are many of you that God has given you certain things and you have been calling it nothing. 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 The gift of a man. Whether it's a spiritual gift, is whatever kind of gift. The Bible says the gift of a man can single-handedly pick you where you are, take you out and exalt you. It can. I tell you, it can. Hallelujah. The man called Reinhard Bonnke, he said he was considered by everybody to be a dullard, what people call a dullard, complete dullard, dullard IQ low, everything low. But one day he discovered that there was the gift of God in his life. And today, hundreds of thousands of people all over the world celebrate this man called Reinhard Bonnke. His name is synonymous to soul winning because he discovered the gift and it created space for him among the great. It ushered him. When you are mentioning great people in history, you will mention him. Men who have done great things for the kingdom. Are you listening to me? In history, there's a woman called Mother Teresa. Didn't have the ability to heal the sick and do all of this, but she discovered that she had a gift in her. She refined it to a point that she gave it and gave her life, and forever history will remember her. Are you hearing me? The gift of a man. I want you to know that there is an ability in you. Nobody here is a biological accident. I know you've been hearing it. Your parents planned for 4 children and you are the 5th one. You just came. And every time they see you, they say, see, we didn't prepare for you. So you better know this thing. You are stubborn. No wonder we didn't prepare for you. And for some of us, these words have entered us. But I'm speaking to you tonight that out of the 6 billion people in the earth, there is still space for those who are ready to make their... See, at the top, there is space. The congestion is always below. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you can pay the price to rise to the top, you will sit there and be wondering. 90% of the world's wealth is controlled by less than 10% of the world's population. And they left the remaining 10%. They spread it across and flung some in Africa, and everybody is running like rats. Whereas somebody can arise. A man called Wole Soyinka got up and looked and said, look, the boundaries of Africa will not stop me. He knew that he had something. See, I want you to be persuaded. Persuaded. It always does not look like it can make you great until you see the way men celebrate it. Matthew Ashimolo hawked bread in this Zaria. Some of our parents bought bread from him. While they were eating it, he was prophesying, Lord, the world will hear me. You say, I bring bread, 20 naira you take. Yet, this guy was moving. Within a short period of time, now he has commanded what we call apostolic territorial legislation. That's what he's doing in London. Bought acres and hectares of land that they would never give to a black person. And he's legislating on behalf of heaven. A man called Sunday Adelaja, till date he does not speak fluently. He got up and went to a communist country, Ukraine, and stayed there. Led a part of those who led. Right now he's among the 4th most influential people in that state. 80% of the people in his church are whites. He has led a revival and broken some barriers. Say after me, my gift. Say it, my gift will make room for me. Let me share with you a little story. They know about it. Years ago, I went to a particular bank in this country to go and beg for loan. I just entered promising. I believe God, spoke in tongues, fasted, prayed. I got up. You know, there's a way they can look. You see, let me tell you, people have, be careful. I'm warning you now in advance. Be careful the way you turn people down. Because let me tell you, it does not show. The Bible says, now it doth not yet appear. Went to squat in my friend's house in Abuja. I got up, went to the bank, met them. Told them I was begging for loan. These people dribbled me, made a fool out of me, embarrassed me in the bank. I said, what is all this thing? And I laughed. I said, one day they will call me. Are you hearing that? One day. What's the name of this guy that ran for second vice president? Tunde Bakare. A bank came and met him and said, sir, we are begging you to collect a loan of $10 million. We want to give you. No capital. The name of the capital is human capital. Do you know what human capital is? You and your reputation is what will be a collateral. So banks are looking for Dangote and looking for this, and then Some of you run there and they say, get out of this place. We are looking for people who have used their gifts. Tell yourself, no man will mock your God in your lifetime. This is what has happened to some of you. You see your father stand, no rent. And a landlord will stand and blast all of you. Blast you, say, look at you. Pretty for nothing. Eh? You are all these kind of Nigerian people. Just laugh. And say, you will invite him when you are cutting the scissors of the duplex you are building for your parents. The gift of a man. 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 Makes room for him. I'm speaking to some of you. Some of you think, don't just think I'm motivating you. I'm speaking to your spirit. I told myself I will never go anywhere where anybody will look and I'll have to chicken out and hide myself. I have something. I have something. I have something. When you find it, it so happens that God carved your own like your fingerprints. God is not a fool. He will not put competition around. He gave you your uniqueness. What is your uniqueness? When you know your uniqueness and you are persuaded about it, you found your secret of glory in life. Did I do something here? I think I've done something. Was it me? Oh, okay. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I have seen people in this life that years ago, they would look at me, they wouldn't, some of them, let me tell you something. Ah! Life. Somebody who will be driving you today, tomorrow will be the one who it will be the honor. I've gone to homes that I went years ago. Years ago. They were looking at me like some of these unserious people. But now, when they hear you are coming, it's as if God is coming. Say after me, the gift of a man. Yes. The gift of a man makes room for him. Makes room. The brothers of Joseph did not realize his gift. They didn't know it would be an honor one day for them to see their own brother. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. One time they went and suddenly they found out that their brother was now the prime minister in Egypt. Could it be that some of you who are sitting down today, somebody who has looked at you and said, Tolu, one day the person will say, Tolu, please talk to XYZ for us. May God make you a wonder. May God stop you from being small. What is that gift? What is that gift? For some of you, it's wisdom. When you think of Benny Hinn, you think of the healing anointing. When you think of Ora Roberts, you think of healing. When you think of JJ Okocha, you think of football. Mark Zuckerberg, you think of IT. What is your uniqueness? Define what makes you different. That's what the world will pay for. What makes you different? The greatness is not in your similarity. The greatness is in your difference. When you master your difference, you will exchange it for honor. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. The world is full of people. What is your difference from others? Do you know it? Do you even believe it? There are many musicians in this country equally anointed. But when you call Sinach, there is a carving. She has carved a brand for herself. When you mention Frank Edwards, they not only discovered their gifts, they discovered what was unique about that gift. That's what makes you priceless. When you discover that gift, you will know that you are not one of the many people roaming around the earth. Oh, there is something about your life. You may be in the same class. You may be in the same office. But let me tell you, you are not the same. You are not the same. You may be doing ministry. Everybody is doing prophetic ministry. Everybody is doing apostolic ministry. Everybody is doing evangelical ministry. What is it about yours? What is it about yours? Every great man in life not only discovered his or her gift, but the uniqueness about that gift. What is your uniqueness? What makes you stand out from the rest? I'm asking you, and God is asking you. What makes you stand out from the remaining people? Listen, when you find your gifts, The next step is to begin to refine it. This is the hardest part, because your gift at its default state is not good enough to make you marketable. Did you hear what I'm saying? Refine yourself. Build yourself. A lot of us don't do this. Christians are very, very, very lazy people. You know what made us lazy? The fact that there is something called the favor of God. There is something called the wealth of the wicked that will be transferred to the righteous. And people just say, my wealth, come, find your way into my pocket. Look, let me tell you. People have been confessing that thing from the day you were born. And they thought it just works like that. Till today, it has not come. When the Bible says the wealth of the wicked, people just craft that thing and pick out what they want. The wealth of the wicked will come into, the Bible says, God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom. And he said to the unbeliever, he giveth to heap and to travail so that he will bring it. It is your wisdom. Hallelujah. What is your gift? What is your uniqueness? What makes you stand out? What makes you stand out? Among all of the graduates in Nigeria, what do you think will make you get a job? What do you think will make you become a CEO? What do you think will make you become an uncommon? I preached a message. Extraordinary anointing. What makes you extraordinary? Hallelujah. What makes you extraordinary? It's not your place of birth. It's not even whether you are from a royal family or not. What makes you different from other people? If I write a book today, what is the difference between my book and that of David Ibiome, or that of Bishop Oyedepo, or that of Paul Enenche? What is the difference? Many of you like doing the same things. That's why you are not moving anywhere. This is how a lot of people, we think it will work because you are doing copy and paste. There is beauty in being unique. Are you listening? There are even among bad people, there are some armed robbers that are notable because they were unique. Their degree and strategy of armed robbery was so touching. They said, no, I won't steal like the rest. This thing is common. There is a strategy. This follow attitude is good to follow people, but you must follow with wisdom. Many of you, every time God is telling you move left and you see a crowd moving right, you think you are wrong. A whole nation can be wrong. That a thing is popular does not mean it is right. The path of greatness is a lonely path. Few people follow it. That's why you will not find many people. You will think you are making a mistake. Wait until you arrive there. Everybody will turn and say, ah, and he passed us in that journey. Hallelujah. What is your gift? Do you realize that if you take that gift, some of us is plotting, just plotting. Do you know that if the Lord anoints it and wisdom comes upon that gift, you will be able to establish something that will make you so influential you can legislate for the kingdom? Are you listening to me? A lot of people say Billy Graham, all the presidents go to greet him. But what people do not know is that it was part of his life's goal. He believed that he was called to evangelize to great people. He really didn't believe his gift was just normal evangelism. He believed that he was called to evangelize to great people. He sent them hundreds of telegrams again and again. They kept bouncing him. He didn't stop. What you see or what you have seen is the reward of many years. There are some of you, God has spoken a lot of things. God has told you. Some of you will own banks. Some of you will own corporations. Hallelujah. You started selling recharge card, nothing happened. People just say, and you know, believers have this ugly way. Once you start something, nobody buys it. They say, oh God, leave this thing. If God is in it, speed will come, favor will come. It is lack of the understanding of the principles of the kingdom. You can never know success until you know failure. In the school of greatness, your greatest asset is your failure. Are you listening to me? Are you following me? I'm teaching you something very powerful. My gift can make room for me. My gift can make room for me. Worship team, Rotimi is rehearsing all the time. Hallelujah. He's been with us for years. We've gone every, I know how much he rehearses morning because he believes. This is a master student. I think he should have rounded up his masters. But he just believes that there is something upon this. And he's taking it all the way. Tomorrow, presidents will call him and he will just be playing. And they will sign checks of millions. And you'll be wondering and saying, just keyboard. You play your own as you are playing. They won't even talk to you. They'll just say this way, go out. Those who do decoration. Do you know there are those who do decoration for presidential figures? There's this guy called Yalyam Press. Jordan, what's his name? I heard that he was in Zaria here. Is that true? Now he got up with his publishing. And today he has become a multi-millionaire. Yet there were others who started before him. This afternoon we went to pray for one of our ladies' father in Sheikh. And while we were passing somewhere, we saw this. I mean, we're talking about people who were pushing, who used to push wheelbarrow. Jakes was saying, this wheelbarrow business used to sell before. And we're talking. And then Wale pointed one man's shop and said, this man, it was by pushing that wheelbarrow. Right now, he has one of the largest shops around. Say, I will not let men despise my gift. Say it! Many of you have stopped developing your gift because you have been lied to. Some of you can cook, and all you can cook is Amala. And you have a dream of having somewhere just Amala people love as a yourself. Abba! You want to disgrace the world. See, greatness lies in the bosom of those who can go the extra mile with their gifts. Refuse to let men talk you down. It's better to take a step and fail honorably. They will clap for you. The one who tried and failed is better than the one who didn't try and is just making noise. Oh, pass the ball to number 5. You would have just passed that in now. If you are taking that penalty this way, look at simple penalty. See you, see goalkeeper, talk is cheap. Somebody is sweating in the field for 90 minutes. Somebody else is talking. Say if it was me, that thing, the way he did it, like you, that it would have been a goal now. That's how many people in life are. How can a graduate not get a job? How can blah, 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 and they're not doing anything? You're in 200 level, your lecturer told you, you're a nice student. I cannot understand why graduates are not getting jobs. Then you finish and carry your CV to the same man that commended you. And he says, get out of my office. You're like, Say after me, my gift will make room for me. Say, my gift will make me great. Say one more time, my gift will make me great. Yes. Some of you are architects. You are good, but not very good. And God is telling you, refine that gift. One day you will get, let me tell you something. Once you can provide solution, nobody cares about your age or what you can do or who. Are you hearing me? The gift of a man defies race and age and anything. Once you see people discriminating you, your gift is not notable enough. When your gift is notable enough, you will break every kind of barrier. Hallelujah. What do you have in your house? And the woman said, nothing. Probably somebody say, me, I can just make people laugh. That's my own. Everybody calls me a dullard. Zero in math, zero in English. P in social, just anything, literature. But you can speak small. At least make people laugh. Why don't you say, Lord, if you can use this. This is what Reinhard Bonnke said. He said, Lord, if you can use this, then use me. Do you know your beauty too is a gift? Hello? There are cynical guys that anytime they see a pretty lady, they are just angry.
Why? I don't know. Say, look, don't think because you are beautiful in this place. Beauty is nothing. It's a lie. Beauty is something. Beauty is a gift. The book of Esther, there was no pastor, no prophet, nothing, just a beautiful woman. She was the ambassador of God. Many of you feel guilty for being fine as if you gave birth to yourself. It has happened. It has happened. Cherish it. Build it. And use it for the glory of God. Don't use it to go to men in TJ Palace. Tell yourself, this beauty, could it be that God will make you marry the minister of finance? So that when you are there as Esther, when they want to cut corners, you say, Do you believe this? I want you to be wealthy. I want you to be blessed. Don't let anybody fool you that money will take you to hell. It's not true. Money only amplifies what you are. If you are a thief, money will make you a bigger thief. If you are immoral, money will give you more options. You can now rent a bigger hotel. If you love God and have a desire to advance His kingdom, money will make you do that better. You will build roads. You will build schools. When I went to Sheikh, I was sharing with them. I said, one of my dreams in life is to have a very big hospital. This is why you need to be successful. Say, I will be successful. Don't feel guilty about it. Say it. Say, I'll be rich. I'll be blessed for the kingdom. Yes. Can you give God your beauty? Yes, I have nothing, but everybody keeps telling me I'm a pretty person. Why don't you bring it and say, Lord, you can use this. Anoint it. Let this beauty make room for me. And take me to a place where I'm in a position of influence to legislate for the kingdom. Some of you are very intelligent. People are sweating, reading overnight. You wake up that morning, 1 hour to the exam, and browse and get A. You think it's ordinary. It's an ability of God. Why don't you stretch it through and say, I will get to a position where I will do great things. When they make me a vice chancellor because of my academic prowess, I will now legislate on behalf of heaven. When they bring the names of people who don't qualify, we kick them out and say, no. This person may be poor, but he deserves a chance. Give him a chance. Are you listening to me? Some of you will put scholarships for less privilege. Some of you will name it after your accomplishments. You will be so great, they will name a foundation after you. Joshua Selman Foundation. No, look, it will happen. The beauty of success is that it depends on you and God. It will happen. You know how many women have named their children Joshua? Look at how long Matthew's surname is Ashimolowo. The whole world is calling it. They have never complained that it's too long. When you become great in life, I watched a DVD of Apostle Johnson Suleiman. He went for a crusade. When he came down, I saw how they interviewed him in CNN for 12 minutes. Nobody will say you are a Nigerian or you are an African. No. Listen, are you going to remain where you are? Are you not seeing your family members crying? Is it not obvious that they need a savior? How many of you have seen your father come under pressure? No rent, no nothing. What are you doing about it? I told myself I'll come to a point in my life where I'll put all my family members on perpetual salary for their lifetime till they go to be with Jesus Christ. Brothers, how will you like that kind of thing? If wishes were horses, beggars would beg to ride, but wishes are not horses. But you can turn that wish into a horse by applying these principles I'm teaching you, and you will ride on it gloriously. What do you have in your house? This is what God is asking you. What do you have? What do you have in your house? Don't sit down and be admiring great people and say, hey, lucky for them, oh, you people have gone. Pray for us.
Say, I'm going to do something. Say it. If you know your uniqueness, how many books are you reading? How many books? How many books are you reading? Readers are leaders. How many books are you reading in the area of your call? If you are snapping this camera, if you cannot mention 5 people in this country that are good or around, I know you are not serious. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God is calling me into a healing ministry. Show me whose DVDs you have, who God has called into that healing ministry, where you are reading how they started. When you go to my house, you don't find, okay, there are 2 movies now. The Lord of the Ring is still there. Then this Tyler Perry's film, Menace, no? I can't remember again. I can't even remember the name. But there are people that have modeled what I see God making me become. And I sit down. I study. I want to empower God's people. I want to make them ambassadors. Set them on fire. Do you have a unique grace? Do you have a unique gift? Are you doing anything about it? Some of you just sit down and keep pitying yourself and disturbing those who are moving towards their destiny. Try this life, self. Now, wow. If we were abroad by 18 years, they would have given us this. If you listen, I'm not laughing this night. If you don't stop that attitude, you will find that you are 50 years and you are still talking like that. Now, you know, there are some people who believe it's just nemesis. That's just how life is for us. Nothing used to work in our family. My sister too is like that. No job, no marriage. Me, mom, like that. No job, no marriage. As if you do not know that you can change it. You go to a place of employment, they kick you out, laugh, and say, one day we will drink tea with the CEO of this company. We went to Shikan, one man just stopped us. One guard man that is trying, well, he was doing his job. The guy stopped us and said, we are not going anywhere. We were trying to plead him, saying, we are not going anywhere. And Shade's husband is like the oga of the whole, you know, the security company that employs the people. So I called Shade. I said, they've stopped us. So wanted to go and pray for her father. And she was just happy. She just got one bigger guy. The guy just marched and came. When they came, at once they allowed us and we waved the man and we left. Be careful what you call impossible, because somebody will come and make it possible. There were some people who were waiting there. But when Shade's husband came, he saluted him and we're happy. We're partakers of the glory. It taught me a lesson. It taught me a powerful lesson. Impossible is a relative statement. They can close the door for others and say, sorry, it cannot be opened. Sorry, it cannot be opened. You will be amazed to see how they will open it for somebody. I told you there are some people that bank on Saturdays and Sundays too. Is that true? It's only for the masses that bank ends 3 p.m. on Friday. They say, oh yeah, go out, let's lock this bank. But there are people on Sunday, because of one man, they'll open the bank and say, Your Excellency, sir, please come in. We went to Starcoms and I saw one account officer sitting there. Why will a bank give an account officer to come and sit in a telecommunications company? Some of you will have in your own house. You say, so how much are we sending for this school now? Send 10 million for this school, 10 million for this one, 50 million for this. I hear that there is a church building. Send 15 million for it. God punish the devil. Let me talk like Dr. Abel Damina. He likes it. God punish the devil. See, I will be great in life. I'm inspiring you tonight. This was the decision I made years ago. Let me tell you the truth. This decision will cost you something. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you willing to pay the price? The woman said, nothing except a little cruse of oil. What did the prophet tell her? He said, go and borrow. You are not permitted to borrow oil, but you can borrow vessels. What are vessels? Books, DVDs, experiences. Sit down under the feet of mentors and great people that have gone ahead and listened. I've told you, This attitude of saying we are all equal, we are equal in Christ. But when it comes to the school of greatness, wisdom is ability to recognize difference. There are people I will never, no matter how crazy I am, I will never. If I ever get to a meeting and they are seated there, I must salute and recognize them before speaking. Wisdom, Mike Murdock says, is the ability to recognize difference. Many of you don't know difference at all. Hallelujah. Doctors don't go about looking for sick patients. They establish an institution and say, if you are sick, find your way here. Is that true? If you really want to be treated, what will you do? You have to go to the hospital. Is that true? Many of us want the doctors to come and find us and treat us. Sorry, life does not work like that. Get up and begin to do something about your life. Make up your mind. 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm awake. How can a young man be sleeping by 10, 11, 12? You yawn by 12 when others are already writing their names in time. And you wonder why things will not work for you. Let me tell you, God is a merciful God, but he's a just God. I know the number of times I sleep in a day. I'm always building myself. Nobody will deceive me. Compared to where I'm going, this is just a step out of the cave. Are you listening to me? This is rehearsals. I tell people, ministry has not started yet. When we get to that level of kingdom influence, where we will not talk too much, at that time I won't be shouting like this again. It's when you don't have results, you shout too much. Charles and Francis Hunter say, one miracle is worth 1,000 words. If Michael Jackson only said, Jesus is Lord, that statement with that level of influence will bring more harvest than what we'll be doing every week in Zaria here for 1 year. Is that true? Everybody say influence. This is what your gift. Let me tell you very quickly before we pray what your gift can do for you. Number one, your gifts and your skills, when refined and developed, will create opportunities. Everybody say opportunities. Your gift, your skill, when refined, when developed, my friend, a military man, took me to a place in Abuja. When I entered that place, is a spa place, a beauty place. They took me there to barb me. When I entered that place, I knew that there was difference between clipper and clipper, barbing saloon and barbing saloon, barbers and barbers. The way they treated me when I sat down and they barbed me, in my mind I was saying, is this me? Hallelujah. When they finished, they put a lotion, I don't know what it is, my head just foamed like Father Christmas, and they told me, enter this room. I entered, I was enjoying, I don't care what it is, I don't need to know, I will employ somebody who knows when I'm blessed. Hallelujah. And when they washed my head and I finished, they appreciated me. I said, what kind of place is this? And they showed me the owner, a Lebanese woman who was also working quietly. Nobody even knew. When we finished everything, time came for bill. It said 600 naira. For barbing. That's what you will pay when you meet someone who has refined his gifts. The same food, a cup of coffee in Transcorp Hilton is 2005. Everybody say cup of coffee. How much is coffee? Nescafe, this type they shake there. How much? 50 naira. If you price 20 naira. Yet it's the same thing you pay. This decoration you are seeing, there are people who can decorate over 2 million, some even 5 million. You will name your price by your refining of your gifts. Write it. Your gift and your skill will create opportunities. If Rotimi continues this a day, see, How the opportunity will come is none of your business. Just know it will come. The Bible says, just like you do not know the way of the wind or how bones are formed in the womb of how a child, so also you do not know the way of God. How it will happen is none of your business. Hallelujah. One of my uncles called me, my father's friend. Years ago, when they come to our house, we are the ones who run to go and wash the car. How are you? We go and wash. I said, no problem. I'll wash it. He called me of recent and said, I've been hearing a lot. We are seeing the things you are doing. I said, bless God. He said, when will you come now? We need to discuss. There's something we need to sit down man to man. I said, that's right. When your father starts talking to you like that, it's a sign that you are making progress. When your father says, there are some things I want to discuss with you, but let everybody sleep, come out. Clap for yourself. You are trying. That's a sign. When your father says, look, there are some secrets we don't tell people. Who are the people? When your gift starts showing, there are doors that will start opening. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are many of you, you think you are too young to enter some doors. No, sir. No, ma. If you refine yourself, I promise you that door will open. There are places I've entered today by the grace of God. I know there is no human way under the sun that I will enter that place. Hallelujah, I have a gift. Laugh at me, the gift is in me. You'll never go out. God gave it to me. The way God did it, God put the gift. The only way to enjoy the gift is to carry me along with the gift. You can't carry the gift and leave me. There are people today, if the gift of God was not in my life, they will see me and just his and pass. But God orchestrated it. You must need me because you need that gift. Oh, I celebrate his name. That's why I rejoice. Such as I have, go and borrow vessels. This is what the prophet said. Sister, borrow vessels. Read the books. If you borrow vessels, the gift will expand. The oil was there. The problem was there was no vessel. Esther was beautiful, but her beauty was not yet sufficient to take her to the king's palace. Is that true? She was beautiful. Many of you are sitting on gifts today that you are paying for. During my birthday, the things that people brought for me, it was as if it was wedding. You know how they finish wedding and you pack the gifts. I just sat down. I say, years ago, I did my birthday alone. Somebody's after 2 weeks. You say, is it not your birthday? Your birthday 25th, is it not? Am I wrong? Say, you are right. So, is it all? Happy birthday. But there is something that can happen. 1 year before your birthday, somebody is preparing because of your gift. Who is God speaking to this night? Who is God speaking to this night? Who is God telling tonight that if you can pay attention, we are discussing on the subject of success. Some of you have been sitting on treasure. You are in the middle of an ocean begging for water. You are in the middle of an ocean. You are an artist. You are watching on TV drawings that are not half your capacity. They are rewarding the people whereas you are there. When I watch preachers on TV preach, I tell you with all humility, I just get up and I rejoice. I say, God, you tried for me. We're on our way coming. And I get up, I rejoice. I say, Lord, I may not know everything, but at least I know something. I know something that I can preach anywhere and not be ashamed. Come on now. Some of you, the business acumen that you have, even the CEOs of banks and cooperatives do not have. Listen, that you have not entered that place does not mean you don't have it. Who would have known that Zuckerberg's gift was so good like this? It takes time to prove it. But that does not mean it's not there. Some of our worshippers, some of these people you are seeing, the gifts that they have, you will see them tomorrow and say, I know this person. I know that person. Abel Damina was born in Saminaka here. Right here in this area. Who cares where I was born now? Who cares where I was raised? Even if it was with firewood we used. to prepare and cook. Look, when you are blessed, you are blessed. When you know it, you have known it. If it opens the door, it will open the door forever. It will open the door this week and close it next week. Say, I have a solution for the world. Say it, I have a solution. Some of you are music groups. Some of you are individuals. Who has talked you down? I'm speaking to somebody this night. Who has talked you down? Somebody ate your food and said, God forbid, if your restaurant is the only one, I will learn how to cook by myself. Allow the person. Who has talked you down? I want you to know tonight that the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Spirit of creativity, Bezalel, that Spirit came upon him and he was given the mission of crafting. I'm speaking to you. Who has talked you down, my brother? Who has talked you down? See, many of you see us today and you think we were born this way. Wait till you hear some stories. When you see great people, you think they had opportunities to just climb. Let me tell you, it's not true. You don't want to know the things they have survived. Greatness lies in the bosom of those who have survived what others cannot survive. I don't care what you think you are going through. I slept on speakers and amplifier. It will never happen again forever. There were days we did not eat. There were days we trekked distances, but we did not allow what happened to us. There was a day I trekked from the roundabout where Chicken Republic. I passed Chicken Republic. I was hungry. I could not do anything about it. I trekked from there to aviation. What have you gone through that you think is stopping you? Some of you is complex. Just inferiority complex. Every time you want to rise, the devil keeps telling you, you know you did this, you know you are this, you know you are that. We are here tonight to call that devil a liar. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We are calling that devil a liar. There are some of you that the gift God has given you is a supernatural prophetic grace. Some of you is an apostolic ability. Every time in your dreams you see the whole world. Some of you are book writers that will write uncommon books. The gift of a man, he said, borrow vessels. When she borrowed the vessels, she entered. He said, lock your door. There are some trainings you don't do in the open. You must close your door. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Many of you that like open, there are some times you need to close your door, because what God will do in you is only him that can do alone. You will close your door. And she began to pour it. Do you know how many vessels? The pain it took for her to carry the vessels. While she was carrying the vessels, she said, I'm on my way out. Never, never to be in this situation again. You are the solution to the prayer of your families. Some of you, many of them never experienced some things. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But could it be that God brought you tonight to speak to you? There are some of you who have been saying, oh, the government is not giving job, this and that. Could it be that God is trying to speak to you? I'm challenging you. Take what I'm saying seriously, because we are going to pray. We will soon rise up to pray. And when it's time to pray, I want you to pray your life out. I told myself, I am great. I'm great. I'm great. Joshua Selman, you are great. I speak it to myself every day. The world will hear you. You are a sign and a wonder. The anointing that is upon you is not common. Don't trivialize it. Give God thanks, but celebrate it. If it's common, go and get it in the market. Hallelujah. The gift that God has given you, Oga John, there are photographers around, but it's not common. Believe it. Some of you that have all kinds of gifts, you are administrators, uncommon administrators. As young as you are, you can sit down and administrate. You didn't read biz admin. Could that gift take you? There are some of you who can write proposals. There are many of you who can do a lot of things. I'm speaking to you tonight. Wake up. Call your name and say, wake up. Want to go? See, prophesy it from the Spirit. One more time. One, two, go. Yes. The Bible says, awake thou that sleepest. That means you have been sleeping. Awake thou that sleepest. And Christ will give you life. Somebody called me and said, Josh, at this level of your life, what are you doing? I said, preparing for an extraordinary life. This is what I'm doing right now. This is what I do every day. When people get up and run, everybody is going for work, everybody is doing, I'm preparing for an extraordinary life. Oh, and when the master is done with me, he will present me as a masterpiece, a symbol of his wisdom and artistry. I speak to you. You will hear this message many years after now. When you stand and watch the world clap for you and tears stream down your face, you will tell them, this award is given to me in London, but I was trained in Zaria. And I did not despise the chastening of the Lord. Many of you, this teaching is hard on you. It's a wake-up call, but despise not the days of chastening. I bring you a word. Let the devil not lie to you. You are great. You are on your way to happen. I don't care how many times you have failed in life. When you become successful, when a woman has a miscarriage 50 times and she gives birth the 51st time, nobody will ask her how many times you had miscarriage. We don't care. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I am somebody. I am somebody. I am somebody. I had that song years ago. We went to sing in a church. And while they were singing it, they were laughing. That song entered my spirit till today. Tell yourself, I am somebody. It's time to stop this false humility and start believing in what God. This is what Koinonia is all about. Intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Partnership with him to shake the world. If I tell myself I am not great, I'm lying. It's not humility, it's foolishness. Say, I am great. Say it one more time. Say it one more time. Say it one more time. Say, the world will testify that I am great. Say, the world will testify that I am great. Say, I will walk at it. I may cry, but I will walk at it. It will cost me, but I will walk at it. Understanding. You are paying the price. Some of you will be mighty women of God. As you are looking at me, God has already shown you. It does. You are wondering, how shall these things be like Mary? He said, thou art favored. Thou, how did he even put it? That salutation. Hail Mary, Mother of grace. He said, thou art favored among other women. She said, what meaneth these salutations? How shall these things be? You don't need to ask how it shall be. Let me tell you, whether you are a mother here, whether you are a father, whether you are a sister, a brother, young or old, at any level, if you can allow God take a hold, I have found my servant David, and with my holy oil, I have anointed him. What has God given you? I'm speaking to you. What has God given you? Oh, God has given you leadership. Take it to the extreme. Let that gift make room for you. God has given you grace for ministry. Take it to the extreme. God has given you business acumen. Stand up and establish those conglomerates. Don't let no devil talk nonsense to you. Let the employment of Nigeria not threaten you. Tell yourself, I will arise. I will create jobs. Thousands of jobs. Can be a lady and God is telling you, you are entering into the finance world. Don't sit down and let people call you a weaker vessel. It's time to begin to silence those demonic voices. You've never held 10,000 of your money, so what? Your gift will bring for you something your entire family did not hold. Hallelujah. We are going to pray. Everybody close your eyes just in 1 minute before we pray. Close your eyes where you are. And just begin to meditate in 1 minute. I'd like you to begin to see yourself the champion that God has made you. I'd like you to begin to see yourself solving the problems of mankind. You are an ambassador. See yourself shaking away the limitation of your culture. See yourself shaking away that limitation. Who told you cannot get there? I'm speaking to your spirit. Just close your eyes and meditate. I have found my servant David. I have a gift. I have an ability given by God. I have an ability. Men may not understand it now. Men may not understand it now. It's still in the process of refining. It's still in the process of refining. But when God is done with you, my sister, I tell you, although you cannot speak good English now, I am telling you, when that gift is done, you will stand near scholars and it will be an honor for them to stand with you. Yes, I know you came from the village. Yes, I know you came from the village. You've not afforded a good meal. But who told you that gift cannot take you? I'm speaking to you. Yes, you have not gotten admission. You wrote jam 20 times. But who told you that gift cannot rise up? I'm speaking to you. Yes, your WAEC didn't work well. Yes, you started that business and failed. But who told you that anointing is not in you? Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I don't care what has happened. Yes, it is. Who told you that anointing, the first day you prayed for a sick person, the person was not healed. In fact, he died. But God told you have been called to take his healing power to the nations. Do you believe it? There are many of you that are TV hosts. God is taking you to do mighty things. Some of you are beauticians. Some of you are mighty men and women. Joshua the high priest stood before God and Satan was there to accuse him. And he says, Satan, is this not a reed that I've taken out of fire? The Lord rebuke you. At any level you can start. Hear me tonight. I'm speaking to you. At any level you can start. Joseph, in one night, he slept as an ordinary slave. He woke up the next day and his gift made room for him. Somebody's gift will make room for him. Rise up on your feet. Hallelujah. Now in the next 5 to 10 minutes, please, if you want to scatter yourself around, I want you to pray. Let me tell you, if I say pray and I see some of you looking at me, I'll come and hold your hands and pray with you here. Please, if you are sleeping, wake up. We are finished. Wake up. It's time to pray. Inside and outside. There's no space for you inside. Go outside to pray. I want us to pray. The Bible says, this charge I give unto you, my son Timothy, that you war a good warfare with the prophecy. Some of you don't know these giftings. You are going to pray and say, Lord, what did you put in me? What did you put in me? I'm tired of inferiority and complex. I'm tired of being thought out of as a second-class person. What did you put in me for your glory? That's prayer point number one. Lift your voice right now and begin to pray. Come on now, Koinonia. You won't pray like this. You won't pray like this. Shekata bakata prekete belede bokosopata. Shekata prekete prekete bokosopakata. Ma prakata pakatai. Lord, what is that treasure? What do I have in my house? Shekete kete pokotopadapa. Young and old, pray, 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 pray. Sekete prekete kepekete ketopoko sopata. Rekete proske pai. Maka prakata. Lekoto proske bariata. Aprokoto pekete pekete bananaba. Make sure you are praying. Lord, what is that gift? What is the rod of God in my hand? I'm tired of trying to look like everybody. I'm tired.